to share.
Yeah.
All right, so we are live on the podcast, and I gave the people a brief of what we're going to talk about, something close to everyone, but I didn't tell them the topic. Do you want to tell the people the topic?
Yeah, so the topic is just basically women to men before marriage.
Yes. So, what are your thoughts on it? Because this is the topic that you came up with, so I know that this is something that's been on your mind. So, what are your thoughts about this?
So, the first thing that really comes to mind when I think about women who are giving their bodies to men before marriage and then, you know, looking in hopes of getting married is just the transfer of energies. That's the first thing that comes to mind. Mm-hmm. It's like when you have sex with a man and he isn't your husband and you're looking for, you know, that role to be his wife, but you're already giving him access to everything beforehand. It really, you know, and you're giving him all the energies before he decides that he wants to take you on as his wife. It's just, that's the first thing that comes to mind, is just really the transferring of the energies.
Yep. Because, and, you know, going off of what you're talking about with transferring of energies, you know, this person that you lay with had a whole life, and you don't know what they've been through in their whole life, and you don't know what type of energy, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent, are they going to leave with you. And then the same thing with you, or with us. You know, we had a whole life of different things that we've been through, and we lay with these people, or whoever we lay with, and it's like when you have sex with somebody, you leave a part of you with them. You leave some type of a soul connection with whoever you sleep with, whether it be good or whether it be bad. And it's like the transfer of energies is real. You really have to watch and pay close attention to who you lay with, because they might not be good for your soul.
Yeah, it's like, not only do they may not be good for your soul, but it's like you're also signing up for something that I don't think sometimes as women, we even really know what we're signing up for at the time. It'd be more or less based on like an emotional thing that we're looking for, as opposed to, you know, just being still and just waiting for God to really bring in the right person that's really supposed to be for you and in your life. And it's almost like the whole thing about the virgin and a woman being a virgin and, you know, having sex with a man, and it's better for a woman and a man to be virgins, you know, when they have sex. And it's really, you know, because of the transferring of the energies. And then also, when a virgin has sex with a man and, you know, women bleed during that time, it's like the covering to cover a man. And that's like, say, you know, he belongs to you. And that's supposed to happen after marriage. After he commits to you, you then cover him to say he now belongs to you as well. So it's just stuff like that that we don't, as women, sit back to pay attention to. We don't sit back to, you know, realize that having sex is bigger than what we even really imagine in the physical sense. We don't really sit back to think about it in a spiritual sense.
But we are also, as women, we are internal. We are internal beings. Men, they are external. Their private parts hang below. Ours goes inside. So it's like we feel everything on a deeper level than what a man feels. So it's just crazy. It's really hard being a woman, because we have so much that we have to bear. It's hard being a woman. We have to have the children. We have to have our virginity broken, which is something that hurts. we're the ones, we have to be the emotional caregivers of the family. But we're really the backbone. They say that we're the rib, but I really think that we're the backbone because we wear so many hats as women.
I mean, ribs are connected to the backbone.
Well, yeah, but we're like the spine. Well, the spine and the backbone, same thing. But this is like, we have to wear so many hats. And whereas though men, they might have to wear like 2 or 3 hats, but we wear like 10 hats throughout the day. It's just so many aspects of us that we have to give. And when we're having sex with the wrong person, that could throw off one of that we could lose one of our hats in the wind when we're having sex with the wrong person. The wind, it could be a real big gust of wind and it'll just blow one of our hats away and then we're running to get it. And it's like that's I guess that metaphor kind of goes with the transfer of energies.
Yeah, definitely. It's like having sex before marriage is like, you know, being a woman in us, because we're emotional, when you're young and everybody's talking about it, and it's like, it make you want to do it. And then when you finally do it, and I mean, for me, it wasn't all that it was cracked up to be, because mine's really hurt for a while before it really felt pleasurable. So it's like, you know.
So, I mean, but do you know anyone who's waited until they were married to have sex?
I don't think so.
Obviously none of us have. But is that something that you feel like you would have wished that you would have waited for marriage?
That's the one thing that's the one thing I would have waited for if I knew then what I know now. But it's trusting God and being obedient and listening, and you know, all of those things plays a part in our lives. And it's like one break in a process, it could really mess you up. But we as humans, I don't think we really even understand even a portion of that when we're young and when we're children. I mean, technically, you're considered an adult by age 18, but
we clearly are not adults at 18.
If you ask me, yeah, I don't think until clearly 24, 25 is maybe adulthood is when it really
that's
starts
so true
to manifest.
Because when I turned 25, that's when I started thinking more logically. Like, I already, it's just, I don't know what it was about 25 that just made me, it was something clicked in my brain.
Yeah.
Whereas though, when I was 21, that adulthood thing didn't really click in my brain. I mean, I was acting as an adult. I already had a child who was, what, 5?
Right.
Well, no, I don't think he was 5 when I was 21.
No, like 3.
But yeah, so it's like I was doing things as an adult, but I didn't have the same adult mindset that I have now that I'm about to be 26. So I definitely agree that 18 is not... shouldn't be considered adult, because kids come from, you know, good, I don't want to say good, but more supportive households. Their parents are still taking care of them at 18. And then there's some kids who are 18 who have to fend for themselves. And when you think about that, who's making the better decisions? Who's gonna have, you know, a better success rate? But I know this is getting off subject, but I was talking to this girl the other day, one of my good clients, and we were just talking, she just brought up the subject of, you know, when you always compare yourself to somebody else, you're never going to be happy with yourself. And she was basically saying, you know, if you we'll be like, oh, I don't want to go there because I don't have nothing to wear. Well, why miss out on life because you don't have nothing to wear, because you're comparing yourself to other people that are going to be there and just live in the moment? And when she said that, I was like, you know, you're absolutely right, Because if you're not happy because you think that you have to be on a certain level because somebody else is on a certain level, you're really never going to be happy. For instance, say there's two people who are going for the same career path, and you know, the first person, they got to level 8 on their career path, but they started at level 5 because, you know, they come from a good household. Their parents, you know, helped them out a lot, and, you know, they got their college paid for, or, you know, they had things given to them. So it was easier for them to get to a level 8 in life starting off at a level 5. But I think that the person who started at level 1, who didn't have any help, who made it to level 7, had more of a success rate than the person who's a step ahead of them because of how far they came. Do you get what I'm saying?
Right, I definitely do. I definitely agree. And all at the same time, going back to what you, when you first started out saying about the person with the outfit and looking to, you know, not wanting to go because they're constantly comparing themselves to the next person, it's also a thing from within. Because if you are comfortable with who you are inside, if there is no enemy from within, then the enemy outside can do you no harm. It all comes with being comfortable in who you are and being comfortable in the skin that you're in. And even tying that all back up into sex before marriage, knowing what you want from someone, knowing what you want out of life, knowing, but again, knowing who you are and knowing your value.
You're not going to just lay with anyone and just let anyone do anything to you.
Yeah. But definitely, definitely. And, you know, the self-care, as women, we always leave self-care out. You have to dedicate time to yourself. We're so busy taking
care of other people.
Yeah, but you have to dedicate time to yourself.
You do. Because it makes you feel better about yourself. When you spend more time with yourself, you feel way more better about yourself, and you can go and tackle all of those, everything that you have to do during the day. You could tackle it way better when you spend time with yourself.
And you know, one day I sat down and I really calculated the number of hours in a month versus the amount of hours that you would normally work, like a regular work week. So I'ma just do this. So there are 24 hours in a day. So in a week, that's 168 hours. And in a month, that's 772 hours. We work as humans 40 hours a week, whether you own your own business, whether you work for someone or whatever. We at least dedicate 40 hours a week to working. That still leaves 512 hours in a month. Okay, we sleep for 8 hours, right? So let's minus 8 times, let's say 31. That still leaves 264 hours in a month.
And that's even if you're getting 8 hours of sleep.
Right, that's if you're getting 8 hours of sleep. So you've already slept for 8. You've worked for 40. You still have 264 hours, which is still 66 hours a week. So with 66 hours left in a week, you can dedicate at least 6 hours in a week to yourself. Whether that be just an hour a day, if that's going for a walk, reading a book, doing something for mental stimulation, something to work your body, or something like reading the Bible, praying, or, you know, like just small things. Is like we have more than enough hours in a day. We all seem to say that there aren't enough hours in a day. But what about the amount of hours in a month times frame? Like, when you really sit back and you think about how many hours we really have versus how many hours you really wasting.
That's so true.
Like, you've already slept and you've worked 66 hours left in a week. Okay. In the evenings, let's say you give 3 hours to your kids. 5 days a week. That's still 51 hours left.
But if people think that there's not enough hours in a day, then what can they do to make it more hours in the day? They say that the millionaires wake up at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yep. That's true. I believe that. That's why I get up and that's why I get up at that time to go to the gym. It's what makes the most sense, because if you get up and you start your day earlier, you'll have a few more hours, and just try to go to bed at 9:30. Put yourself on the schedule. It's like, if you know, self-care, it all ties into loving yourself, knowing who you are before you sleep with someone to give them who you are. You have to know who you are first. And I think that that just about sums it up.
I think it just about sums it up too. But for you worried about being with somebody else and being in a relationship and wanting what you see, you have to be right within. You have to take care of yourself. You can't give somebody else love and affection if you're not giving it to yourself.
And nobody should have to give you love and affection if you're not giving it to yourself. How can someone else give you love and affection if you don't even know what it feels like to give it to yourself?
Because they won't treat you the way you treat you.
Yeah.
Love yourself. Peace.